as we go to the table, of the Lord this morning. I want to bring back, because though I won't say that that old man that I talked about earlier this morning offered any edification to me, there came out of the discourse that he and I had edification. We have a sign in the museum that we celebrate communion on Saturday mornings there. And he looked at me and he said, why do you have it on Saturday? You're supposed to have it on the first day of the week. And after I had pointed out to him the instructions that we have through the Apostle Paul, the words of Christ, as oft as ye take this, take it in memory, as oft as ye do this in remembrance of me. After the resurrection, we have an account in the 21st chapter of John, in the 12th verse. Jesus had just come to be amongst his disciples in the Galilee. They were all out fishing and what have you, and I won't go into all the story. But Jesus saith unto them, come and dine. Earlier in the 5th chapter, he refers to them as children. And putting these together, I believe I can rightfully say, as an invitation to this table, children, come and dine. In the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, Peter is testifying to Gentiles in the house of Cornelius and speaking of Jesus in the 40th verse, it says, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. My Bible gives me a reference on that point that Peter makes, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, it would have me come to the 14th chapter of John, to the 17th verse, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Don, why are you reading scriptures? This is supposed to be a liturgical act. This is supposed to be a religious act. There's supposed to be particular words said over these elements that make the elements holy. I want to tell you something. That which is sitting in front of me, regardless of any words that I speak or that any other individual can speak, they are a cup of wine and they are a piece of broken bread, and that's all they are. After his resurrection, Jesus ate and drank with those whom he had chosen. And I assure you, the complete object of their attention was on the Lord. He didn't stick out his arm, as I've said so often at the Last Supper, he didn't stick out his arm when he called them to come and dine with him, that they might eat now of his resurrected body. He didn't, you know, slit his hand that the blood might drip out, that now they might drink his literal blood. Peter, recalling the incident at the house of Cornelius, he was the object of their attention. And as we partake at this table of the Lord, he, that is Jesus, is the object of our attention. We do this in remembrance of him. There is no mystical happening. We do this by the promise of God that the Spirit of truth, which dwells with us and shall be in us, leads us to do, that is to remember him. And in that remembrance, as we take this bread, the word of God declares unto us of Jesus Christ, that by his stripes we were healed. And with discernment and joy and gladness, we take this bread in giving witness to the Word of God and say, by the stripes of Jesus, whom we may not see, but we have come to know and do remember that with the stripes of Jesus, we were healed. And take it. Acting based upon the belief which we just spoke, confidently, we take this bread, thanking God, for He is good in Jesus. I have a little bigger piece of bread this morning, so it's taken me a minute to chew it up. More time to dwell on Jesus. We have this cup also at this table. It says, not as the old man said, supposed to take it on the first day of the week, not to take it as the sign in the museum says that we have it on Saturday, although that sign doesn't limit it, as oft as ye do this, do it in remembrance of me. It's good to come and dine with Jesus often. Why? To put us in memory of what He did, which was through His death, He took upon Himself all our sins. Not just our past sins, and not only our present sins, but even the ones which are to come. And if you're alive, if you're hearing this, you're alive. And if you're alive, I assure you, you will sin again, because that's your natural state. And at this table, when we remember Christ, we do with thanksgiving take this cup, understanding not only that He took upon Himself all our sins, but that in Him we are a new creation, and the threats and accusations of the devil and his minions and of men have no effect on us as we continue to put in memory what Jesus did. And we take this cup. Discerning that one worth more than the whole world put together gave his life for us, not only did he give his life for us, but in that very act, the gospel declares, he also gave his life to us. What joy comes with the understanding, with some understanding of Christ, particularly at this table. Take the cup with joy and gladness, thanking God, for he is good. And his grace endures into eternity. Take it in Jesus. Amen.